To see you this morning. Now, we're going to begin by having a think about how we read the Bible, how we hear God's word to us, okay? I need two people to come and help me, two people who can read reasonably well, okay? Seb, I knew you'd be first. Who else would like to come and help me? Well, Seb, looks like you've got two roles if there's nobody else to come. Oh, well, there we are. Let's try this first. Do you want to open an envelope there and have a look and have a read inside? It's a sticky envelope, isn't it? There we are. Very good. Can you find the letter in there? Okay. So, what does it say at the top?
Hang on.
Come here.
Revenue and customs. Dear sir and madam, we have received your tax payment.
Reviewed.
We have reviewed your tax payment, and you owe your Her Majesty revenue and customs £1,000. £1,547.35. Payment must reach us by 7th of September 2022. Yours faithfully, M. Levy, Matthew Levy, HM, Tax Inspector.
Thank you very much. Stay there. So, whoa, look at that. Who's ever had a round of applause for owing HM Revenue and Customs? So, it looks like, Seb, you owe the tax man £1,547.35.
Oh, no. I have 10 times less than that pocket.
You've got 10 times less than that. You might not even have that much. Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's try that one. Okay, that's it. Just drop it down. That's fine. There we are. I'll take the envelope. So, what does this one say at the top here?
The Gadget Show.
Just pause it. You know the Gadget Show? Yeah. Hopefully you do. Okay, go.
Dear sir/madam, congratulations. You are the lucky winner of the Gadget Show prize worth £30,000. We will be in touch with you shortly to arrange delivery of your fabulous surprises. Yours faithfully, Craig, Georgie, John, and Ortiz.
Very good. So that's a bit better, isn't it? No, £30,000. You didn't get a round of applause for that one. Oh, you did now. So, brilliant. Thanks, Seb. Sit down. Brilliant. So, you see, if you read the letters, it seems as if Seb owes, on the one hand, £1,500, and on the other hand, he's won £30,000. There was one thing he forgot to do, though. What was that? No? No, not read the small... Well, sort of read the small print. He didn't see who it was addressed to. It wasn't actually addressed to you, Seb. It says here, Mr. M. Warren, St. Peter's Vicarage. So they weren't actually for you, they were for me. Well, that's good news and bad news, isn't it? That's relief and disappointment at the same time. And, you know, when we read the Bible, it's really important that we know who's being addressed. Who is it addressed to? If we don't understand that, we might on the one hand be terribly afraid and worried and anxious, or on the other hand, we might end up being disappointed. So, what we need to do is to get our thinking caps on. We need to think about what is happening here in this passage that we're reading. Where in God's big plan are we? Is it before Jesus has come, or is it after he came? Is it before he died, or is it after he died? Is it before the Spirit was sent, or after the Spirit was sent? We need to think about who is speaking and who are they speaking to. Well, this morning we were in Matthew chapter 28. Now, when in Matthew chapter 28, we know that Jesus has died, he's been buried, and he's risen again. And now he's appearing to the disciples in Galilee. That's where we are in verse 16, with the 11 remaining disciples in Galilee. And when Jesus appears to them, most of them worshipped him. They accepted that Jesus is who he said he was. He is the Son of God. He is to be worshipped. But Matthew's wonderfully honest, isn't he? And humble. He says, but some of them doubted. Some of them weren't sure that Jesus was who he says he was, even though there he was, standing in front of them physically, risen from the dead. And then Jesus speaks. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Now, on Tuesday, what's going to happen on Tuesday? Yeah, we get a new prime minister on Tuesday. Whoopee-doo. Some people will be glad. Some people will be cross. Some people will be angry. But the PM, the prime minister, will have some authority in our little country. Let's have a look at them on the map here. Our little country. Look. If you're at the back, you can probably hardly see it. Our country's so small, so tiny, and that is where the prime minister will have some authority. Not very impressive, is it, really, when you think about it? But Jesus says he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus has authority from the North Pole to the South Pole, from west to east, or is it east to west, because it's a globe, so it goes all the way around. All the way around the world, Jesus has authority over everywhere and everyone forever. Now, that's why Jesus can say to the 11 remaining disciples, go and make disciples of all nations. So here's the important question then, isn't it? To whom is Jesus speaking here? Who is Jesus talking to when he says, go and make disciples of all nations? Yeah, the 11 disciples, or the apostles as we sometimes call them. Yeah. These 11 men are to begin of taking the good news of Jesus to the whole world, inviting children and women and men to become his disciples. But what is a disciple? What does the word disciple mean? Who knows what the word disciple means? No, not taking the message. Follower, yes. We've got teachers down here. Teachers really ought to know this. They've got a class full of them. Pupils, students. Yeah, it means being a pupil or a student, a learner. That's what a disciple is. Someone who learns and who grows. But it's more than being just a school pupil or a university student here in the Bible. No, because Jesus doesn't just say, make disciples. He also says, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And baptism gives us a clue as to what discipleship really is. Ruth, you want to flick on? Thank you. What does the word baptize mean?
Dip under.
Yeah, that's good. Well done. Yeah. Or another word might be, what do you think?
Submerse.
Yeah, submerse. Immerse is probably the most common way of saying immerse in. Yeah. Or perhaps wash as well. So we might say, mightn't we, that a really good student is immersed in their work. We've got Ed Ney here with us this morning. Ed's been doing a PhD. Big brain, Ed. And he's been immersed in that now. For how many years, Ed? 5 years immersed in that work to write up his thesis and discover something new in the field of biochemistry. Brilliant. Or we might say, mightn't we, that someone is immersed in a good book, that they're excited, they're drawn right into the plot and the characters. And so baptism symbolizes that someone is immersed in Jesus. Their whole life is totally focused on him. They're drawn into his character and his plans for them and for the whole world. But baptism is also about washing. And so, having done so many wrong things, having rejected Jesus for so long, baptism says the Lord forgives. He washes away all of that. And then we rise up, like this chap in the picture, rise up out of the water to a new life of obedience. As Jesus said to the disciples, they were to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So then, how do we respond to all of this? Well, first of all, remember that Jesus is the one with authority over the whole world. But that's not just the world out there. That's the world in here. For Michelle and for Bill and for Sue and for Ian and for Stephen and for you and for me. He has authority over you and me. And that's worth thinking about for a moment, isn't it? And then secondly, we need to think about the question, who are we most like in this reading? Who are we most like? Are we most like one of the 11 apostles? Or actually, are we more like one of the disciples that they are called to go and make? You see, yes, the whole church is called to go and make disciples, to witness to the love of Jesus. You, me, every Christian. But we're not all gifted evangelists. Phil is much more gifted like that than I am. And so's Bill, and so's someone like Carol Watson. Much more gifted in that than I am. But we're not all called to baptize either. I am, but Phil's not. And you're not. And we're not all called or gifted to teach others. They say that I am, Phil is, and our SPA group leaders and our climbers leaders and our SPY and CY leaders, they are. But we're not all. Some of us have to be pupils, don't we, in our SPY group or our CY group. So we're not all called to be disciple makers in that sense of evangelists in the way that the apostles were. But we are all called to be disciples, aren't we? So, ship going. How's your discipleship going? Just ask yourself that question for a moment. Are you learning and understanding more and more about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Are you learning and growing in him? Think back a year ago, 2 years ago. Have you moved on? Have you understood more? And if you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then have you been baptized? Maybe you were as a baby, and that's brilliant. But if you weren't, and if you're now an adult and you're believing in Jesus, then you ought to be baptized. Are you day by day, growing in obedience to Jesus? Well, perhaps you need some help in some of these areas. Perhaps you have questions about your understanding of who Jesus is and what he calls you to do. Or perhaps you just struggle in a particular area of obedience to Jesus. And you find yourself constantly rebelling and constantly doing your own thing. Listen, if that is you, and actually it's each one of us, why don't you seek help? Climbers, CY, SPY, your SPA group's a great place to start. But of course, we're all here to help one another all of the time, and Phil and I are here particularly to help you if you're struggling. So why not reach out and seek help? We're here together to be disciples of Jesus, growing in him together. That's why on the screen on Sunday mornings, and as our sort of motto, we have learning together to love Jesus and to love others. That's what we're called to do here. So let's pray that we will do what we're called to do and to be. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you so much that those 11 men went out and began to teach others about you, to tell the good news of Jesus, crucified, dead and buried, but risen and alive. Thank you that you've now called us to follow Jesus. Please would you help us to be obedient disciples, following, learning, growing, filled with joy as we walk with you day by day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.